The more I use Google Analytics custom dashboards, the more I like them. I keep coming up with new ways to do useful, very practical things with them. Right now, it's the holiday season. Christmas is coming and all my clients are super, super busy. So the one thing that we're really all very nervous about is how is the checkout performing? Has there been any odd glitches with it? Has somebody posted a dodgy voucher code, offer code on a site somewhere, which is causing people problems on the start of the checkout? Or has something gone wrong with the postcode lookup or the payment gateway, whatever it may be? And so I've created a custom dashboard which allows me to see at a glance exactly how each stage of the checkout is performing. Almost in real time these days with GA, you can just crank it up so that the date range includes today, and that will keep an eye on what's happening probably only a few minutes earlier. To do this, you need to use a principle that's been around for about a year or so, which is the idea of creating a whole series of very short Google Analytics funnels, each one containing just two steps, one page stage in the checkout and the next stage in the checkout. So you've got a whole series of separate goals, one for each step that the customer takes. But the magic that's now available is you can put them, all of these goals, the abandon rates for all of them, onto one single custom dashboard, so you can see at a glance whether any one of them is spiking in an unusual way. You've got a trend line, a mini trend line, a spark line as they call them, for each in your checkout, and you can simply eyeball it. At one glance, you can see, has something funny happened? I think they're absolutely brilliant. It's yet another example of just how flexible and pay is becoming for doing really useful things.